This is WNCW's Friday Feature. I'm Dylan Henson. Today we're talking about an upcoming interactive theater experience in Asheville that turns the U.S. citizenship test into something between a game show, satire, and a live audience experience. It's called Becoming American, the game show. Joining me is the creator and performer, Carolina Quiroga.
So Becoming American, the game show, is an interactive theater piece that turns the U.S. citizenship journey into an absurd, life-absurd competition. And we invite audience members to be those immigrants that have to go through the whole journey, but in 60 minutes. And so they have to go through the mock interviews, the paperwork, the loyalty oaths, the new pledge, all the bureaucratic tests. And through all the show, while they're performing these things, I am telling my story of how I became a U.S. citizen.
What kind of things are audience members asked to do in this? I mean, I know you said it was very interactive. How do you get the audience involved in this performance?
So, for instance, one way, right at the top, when they come in, everyone has to fill up a form. So it's like they're literally entering into this bureaucratic dimension where it doesn't matter. You will fill up a form at the beginning. You will fill up a form at the end. We will choose three contestants and they will be put through some stuff. But the audience that is technically passively listening, they also will have to answer the history questions that we all immigrants have to learn and memorize, you know, to pass the one of the final tests. And the audience also gets to vote if they like what the contestants are doing, because they also have to prove their love at some point and do different things. So the audience gets to vote kind of the same way voters do. Like, do they like immigrants today or do they not like immigrants today? Do they like what they said or not? So the audience will be reacting to all that as well.
And you described the show as turning the citizenship process into an absurd competition. Where did that original idea come from?
It came from, I scripted my stories. Like, I began writing my stories a long time ago, and then I put them for on stage about a year ago, and I began telling them. I had the opportunity to do a storytelling residency at the International Storytelling Center in Jonesboro, Tennessee last year, and I had to fill up a whole 60 minutes of show, and I only had 30. My stories were only lasting 30 minutes, and I thought, well, what else can I do? And then I thought, well, why don't I put these people through at least just mildly through the process of going through the history tests that I had to go through. And we did it. That was just a test and it went really well. People, sometimes they didn't know the answer, sometimes they did, but they had fun going through it. And that was the beginning, the seed for the show later, when I decided to apply with the show to the Asheville Fringe Festival. And that's when I thought, okay, this has to be a game show, because the more I keep talking to other immigrants, friends of mine that have gone through the immigration process, stories are different, but it always is stressful, absurd. It always is like, I'm still waiting for this, and I haven't heard from this, and I don't know if I have to pay for a lawyer this time, and they lost my papers. And so all our stories are different, but it's always this horrible stress that we just don't seem to ever get over it. So that's when I thought, this is literally a game show, because some stories are like, yeah, I got my citizenship easy, like this. And others are like just full of chaos and full of bumps on the road. So I thought, this is literally a game show.
You're in tune with Grassroots Radio, WNCW's Friday Feature, presented by Ingalls Markets. I'm Dylan Henson. Today, we're talking about Becoming American, the game show. It's an interactive theater performance coming to the Story Parlor in Asheville on Friday, May 15th. The show transforms the U.S. citizenship process into a live, absurd competition featuring mock interviews, paperwork races, loyalty rituals, audience participation, and improvisation. Joining me is the creator and performer, Carolina Quiroga. This is a performance, like you told me earlier. You're performing alongside Asheville actor and improviser Tom Chalmers. What does having the improv background add to a show like this for the both of you?
In a way, it's kind of like reflects a little bit of how the whole journey is, because we have to improvise. There's a lot of times we don't know exactly what is happening when you get all these forms that you don't know how to fill out, and the instructions are like three times longer than the form. And so having Tom is one of the best things that happened to me because I thought I'm not strong at improvising. I'm more like I have a script, I perform, and I if I know very well the script, I can improvise a little. I improvise with children because I'm a teaching artist, so that's where I'm it's good at. But with adults, it's a little different. So when Tom reached out asking like, "Hey, do you have any projects going on? I would love to help you." It was literally 2 weeks before the actual French Festival, and I said yes. And I would love to for you to be my bureaucratic assistant. So it was perfect. And he was there the first night. It really helped make the show much richer and bolder. And now that he's helping me with, polishing the script for this new show, not the new show, but for this third version of the show on Friday, I think it's looking way more robust. And having him there definitely gives me like the sense that everything is going to be amazing, even if things don't go as we plan. Which, even if they don't go as we plan, we know that's exactly the US citizenship process. It will never go as we hope so.
You're right. You're right. It is a long and tough process. Do you think audience members leave the show thinking differently about the citizenship process afterwards?
Yes, I think like from the comments we gathered last time, most people said this is educational. I didn't know this and that. I didn't know your journey, Carolina, and how invasive it was, and how it gives them some compassion and empathy for the stories they even haven't heard from other immigrants. Because in many ways, the people assume that the stories we share are always just the same, either too sad or too easy, but each story is completely different. And so, in this sense, it has opened the eyes of many like, oh, wow, I didn't know this is a journey that can last for a decade or 15 years of you being constantly overwhelmed and sad and or just anxious because you don't know what's going to happen with your papers or with your process. So in that sense, yes. And for those immigrants that came, they felt validated. They're like, yeah, that other thing that you talked about or that test that you put the volunteers through, yeah, I went through that and it was horrible. Or it's like this validation and the opportunity to release some of that stress too. In that sense, it's like people walk out with a different vision.
Just to wrap up here, let's go ahead and get the details out there. We want people to come out and see the show. When and where can people come to the show?
The show is on Friday, May 15 at Story Parlor. That's West Asheville. And it starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7, and they can get their tickets at Story Parlor. Again, I'm performing with Tom Chalmers. Be ready if you want to participate and go through this journey, but in a humorous and easy way, easier way. So yeah, May 15, 7:30 at Story Parlor, Becoming American, the game show.
Carolina Quiroga, thank you so much for joining us and I appreciate you taking the time. This has been WNCW's Friday Feature. I'm Dylan Henson. Friday Features on WNCW are sponsored by Ingles Markets.